This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. 4 you vegetable gardeners who have been eagerly awaiting a chance to get those vegetable transplants started, well, we're into that season as the calendar reads. The weather has not been all that cooperative in that venture. Going to talk about starting transplants and protecting them from adverse elements today. Greg Eyestone, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent, has joined us here. This is the time, Greg, although there is some flexibility in when we can put out such things as tomatoes, peppers, other warm season vegetables.
Yes. So, of course, we need soil temperatures to be up so those roots can get developed. And so just recently have we reached that temperature in our soils. As you notice right now, with very warm temperatures, that plants can catch up pretty quickly. So I guess I'm not really concerned about being the first one in the ground. With the high winds that we've recently had, waiting it out till hopefully those will subside as we get into a more extended growing season and be maybe a little easier on us at least to get those established.
Before even thinking about planting, let's talk a moment about selecting transplants. For durability here, that's a very important thing, you say.
It is, whether it's a tomato or a petunia. We want something that's short, stocky, dark green. Those are our healthiest plants. Gives us our best opportunity to be successful at gardening. So as we get into extended season here, our tomatoes and plants will probably be getting larger and larger when they're at the garden centers. And ideally, we still want to select the shorter ones that are more appropriate for getting established in our gardens. If you don't have that opportunity, you have a large plant, you have to get it in the ground, some type of wind protection for probably 4 or 5 days, maybe even a little bit longer, just depends on the different sites and things like that. But probably need to protect it from the strong wind. And so people have been very creative over the years on how to do that. I think olden days we used like a wooden shingle placed around the transplant. That's still viable. What we're trying to do is get those roots established and anchored. And so something to keep the top from blowing the roots out of the ground is what we're looking at.
As far as planting itself, though, fairly simple procedures here. You want to put that root ball roughly level to the soil around it?
I think so. So those roots are at a specific position on the plant and getting the oxygen that is required for root development. So ideally, yes, you plant them at the same level as your grade of your soil. Now, tomatoes do have the capability of forming some adventitious roots along the stem. So there are some gardeners that plant them deeper than that root ball. And that does work, but it does take a time for that plant to adjust to form roots along that stem. And so that's kind of slowing down the process of getting that plant up and producing the way you want it, I think. So if your plants are really long or leggy, if you will, and that's going to protect them from breaking off, then that is an option that you can use, is to plant it deeper. But ideally, we do plant them at the same level as they were growing in their container for quicker, better root establishment and production down the road.
Starter fertilizers to get those transplants, whatever they might be, off and running in good shape. Is that an advisable idea?
You sure can. It's not probably going to hurt anything, but those are usually used for our colder soils. The nutrients aren't quite as available to our young root systems. And so on a warmer soil like this, getting water, it's not as critical. Soil testing is always recommended to know if you need any added nutrients, and we can correct it with that. But if you haven't done the soil testing and you want to add some starter solution, you can. It doesn't require much at all. A little bit of phosphorus is what we're talking about. And then you just follow your regular fertilizer practices after that, whether you've already added compost or manures or something to the existing soil, or if you're using some supplemental nitrogen along the growing season.
Greg, thank you, as always.
Been a pleasure, Eric, and I wish you well in your retirement.
Thank you, sir. On getting those vegetable transplants up and going strong, Greg Eyestone, Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.